At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cork a Carson. You can cork a Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Chelsea from Worcester.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Hi, good morning, Ben.
How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm playing Can Conquer Carson. I'm feeling good.
Are you ready to vanquish him for $100?
Yes, thank you so much, Carson.
Can you please kick him out of the studio? We'll get going.
Carson, get the heck out of here.
Oh,
that's my girl.
Spicy, and I like it.
It's the energy we need today.
Well, good luck to you.
All right, Chelsea, 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, who doesn't have a big board. I don't know what his record is, but he ain't Kennedy. You get $100, which is a good deal. Are you ready?
Heck yeah, let's go.
All right, let's go. Question 1. Pope Leo is distantly related to several celebrities thanks to a Canadian ancestor, and some of them include Justin Bieber, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, and Madonna. That's a hell of a Canadian ancestor. Which city is the new pope from?
Oh, is it Chicago?
Question 2. Daryl Sabara turns 33 this weekend. He plays Juni Cortez in the Spy Kids movies and is married to which local celebrity?
Meghan Trainor.
The cover of Sabrina Carpenter's new album shows her on her hands and knees in front of a man. Some people say it's sexist and others claim it's a satirical commentary on the way men treat women. Which Sabrina song are these lyrics from? Take a listen.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't.
Can you name that song?
Oh, gosh. Is the name? Please, please, please. I don't know the name. I know the song.
And question 4. Demi Moore found out Ashton Kutcher was cheating on her from a Google alert. In 2000, Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott starred in a buddy comedy that flopped, but it did eventually gain a cult following. What's the name of that movie?
Is that Dude, Where's My Car?
And question 5. Joey Lawrence claims that Matt LeBlanc's character on Friends was based on his character from Blossom, and Matt used to attend tapings of Blossom and take notes of him. Name the actress who played Blossom that also starred in The Big Bang Theory.
Mayim Bialik? I think that's how you pronounce her last name.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
What do you got going on today, Chelsea?
Just driving into work. Happy it's Friday.
What do you do for work?
I'm a success coach at a community college.
You're a success coach? That's a cool title.
Yeah, it's a great job. I get to help students in any way they need be academically successful. So
I love
I'm very
that.
Lucky. It's a
That's
great
why
gig.
She listens to our show, Dan.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Carson, she's successful in many realms because she got 5 out of 5 correct.
No.
Shut up.
Can I tap out right now?
Shut the front door.
Can you know, like in the UFC, if you're in an arm bar and you just like tap out?
No, you're going to suffer through this whole game.
I'm tapping out right now.
Question 1. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you what you get right or wrong because I hear it adds to the suspense. Okay. I don't know if you've heard that.
I have heard that.
Pope Leo is distantly related to several celebrities thanks to a Canadian ancestor. They include Justin Bieber, Angelina Jolie, Hillary Clinton, and Madonna.
That's cool.
Which city is the new pope from?
Chicago.
Question 2. Daryl Sabara turns 33 this weekend. He plays Juni Cortez in the Spy Kids movies and is married to which local celebrity?
Meghan Trainor.
The cover of Sabrina Carpenter's new album shows her on her hands and knees in front of a man. Some people say it's sexist. Other claims it's satirical commentary on the way men treat women. Which Sabrina song are these lyrics from?
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't.
I know this is wrong, but I'm going to say taste.
And question number four. Demi Moore found out Ashton Kutcher was cheating on her from a Google alert. Okay. In 2000, Kutcher and Sean William Scott starred in a buddy comedy that flopped, but then it eventually gained a cult following. Can you name that movie?
Can you say the question again? I'm still hung up on the Sabrina Carpenter. I'm
Ashton
so mad
Kutcher,
at myself
Sean
right
Williams.
Now. I'm so mad. I've listened to that Short and Sweet album about 5,000 times, and it just came back to me.
Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott starred in a buddy comedy that flopped in 2000, but eventually gained a cult following. What is it?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Question number five. Joey Lawrence claims that Matt LeBlanc's character on Friends was based on his character from Blossom, and Matt used to attend their tapings and take notes of him. Name the actress who played Blossom that also starred in The Big Bang Theory.
Mayim Bialik. Oh, I'm so mad. I'm just...
All right, let's run through these real quick.
We don't need to run through them, Dan. It's 5-4. I lost. Give the girl her money.
Nope. Question number one. You said Chicago. Question number two. You said Meghan Trainor. We're going to skip question number three. Question number four. You said, dude, where's my car? That is correct. Mayim Bialik. That is correct. And question number three. You said taste. It is please.
I knew it. After we got to the next question, I was like, that is not taste. That is please.
Congratulations, Chelsea. You get the win.
Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
$100 of Sal's cash money, which is the best kind of money.
Suck it, Sal. Thank you.
Suck it, Sal. Yes.
Oh, I almost forgot. Where is it?
It feels
here?
Good.
There it is. Carson.
Yes.
Is there anything you would like to say to the success coach who is successful over you?
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes. My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Chelsea.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't.
Guitar solo.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be Subaru Summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Ian from Somerville.
Ian, what's going on, my guy?
How y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
Ian, can you please kick Carson out of the studio so we can light this candle?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Ian. He's got a set of pipes on him.
Thank you. Good luck to you, too.
He's coming for our jobs.
I know. He should be hosting the show today instead of me. I can't breathe.
All right, Ian. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we are going to give you $100. And we've already given away $100 today because it's much easier to get more right than Carson than it is to get more right than Kennedy.
This is why I called in today.
You're a smart man. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Demi Moore found out Ashton Kutcher was cheating on her from a Google alert. They were married for 8 years. Who is Ashton married to now?
Oh, I do not know. I do not know that one.
All right. Question number two. Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, and Mel Brooks will return for Spaceballs 2, and I am here for it. It's coming out in 2027. What movie is Spaceballs a parody of?
The Star Wars series.
Question number three. 30 years ago today, in 1995, Alanis Morissette released her third album with hits like Hand in My Pocket, Ironic, and You Ought to Know. It also became a hit Broadway musical. Can you name that album?
No, I cannot name that album.
I like it when you're brief. Question number four. Bryan Cranston says Eric Per Sullivan isn't doing the Malcolm in the Middle revival because he's busy studying at Harvard, which is a good reason. Bryan Cranston starred as Walter White in Breaking Bad. Who played his partner, Jesse?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
All right, and question number five. Snoop Dogg is mourning the loss of his French bulldog, Jules. What is Snoop Dogg's actual first name? It turns out it's not Snoop.
I always thought it was Snoop. Let's go with Clarence.
And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Ian, it says you're heading to work today. What do you do?
Yeah, I work at one of the local universities.
What do you do at one of the local universities? You're being very vague.
I I work in the IT department supporting classroom technology.
That is a cool gig.
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, he's wicked smart, and he ensures that other people get to learn and become wicked smart.
Ah.
See, that's what I'm going to say next time someone asks. I'm wicked smart, and I ensure other people get to be wicked smart as well.
Well, I'm glad you could take something from the show today. Because it's probably not going to be $100. Ian only got one out of five.
One out of five. That's
I'm not,
all right.
Not sure I'm going to take $100.
Okay, that's all right.
Hey, hold on. One out of five. Sooch. Get it together, man. I need you here with me.
A text from the 603. His voice is so... That's how they wrote it. His voice is so good.
That's a lot of O's, Ian.
Yep.
So put that in your back.
I like it. A lot of O's.
All right.
There you go.
Carson, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Demi Moore found out Ashton Kutcher was cheating on her from a Google alert, and they were only married 8 years when she figured that out.
Hmm.
Who is Ashton married to now?
He is married to, her name is... She was in The Black Swan. She's a fantastic actress.
I don't need her IMDb page. I just need her name.
And who are we talking about again? Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
Well, you got there.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. One to nothing for Carson. Question number two. Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, and Mel Brooks will return for Spaceballs 2. Mel Brooks is 98 years old, and he's going to star in the movie.
That's great.
It's coming out in 2027. What movie is Spaceballs a parody of?
Star Wars.
That is correct. 2-1. 30 years ago today, in 1995, Alanis Morissette released her third album with songs like Hand in My Pocket, Ironic, and You Ought to Know. It also became a hit Broadway musical. What is the album called?
Jagged Little Pills. Jagged Little Pill. Sorry.
There you go. 3-1. Question number four. Bryan Cranston says Eric Per Sullivan is not doing the Malcolm in the Middle revival because he's busy studying at Harvard.
Huh. Good for him. He's wicked smart, too.
Yep. Bryan Cranston starred as Walter White in Breaking Bad. Who played his partner, Jesse?
Jesse Pinkman?
Mm-hmm.
His name is Gary. I don't know.
He starred in The Black Swan.
Yeah. What's his name?
Aaron Paul is
his name. That's right. Aaron Paul. Excuse me.
Right on the tip of my tongue, too, Carson. Right on the tip of my tongue.
3-1, going into question number five. Snoop Dogg is mourning the loss of his French bulldog, Jules.
Oh.
What is Snoop Dogg's actual first name?
His name, I used to know
there
this.
Was definitely a point in time where you knew it, but
Calvin. Calvin Brodus or something?
Calvin Brodus for POTUS. That is correct.
Look at that. Not
4-1. Carson with the rebound.
Got lucky. I got lucky.
Protect the sales
well
money
done,
this
Carson.
Hour.
Well done. Man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Ian, we appreciate you and your velvety pipes playing this morning.
Wait a minute.
It was a lot of fun.
From the 978, Dan. Flag on the field against Carson for how long it took him to get Mila Kunis. Yeah, but I wasn't looking at my phone cheating. Yeah,
I can actively see him. I know what he's up to. Also, his name's on the show. It's hard for me. There's only so much I can do. It's not called Dan in the morning. Ian, is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I hate to have to say it, but I'm Ian from Somerville, and I can't conquer Carson.
All right, nice job.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer Carson. You can conquer Carson. No.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what up to Kara from Whitman.
Yes, Kennedy is out today. Good morning, Kara.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're surviving and thriving.
You chose a good time to call.
Yeah, and today's sunny. It's going to be a great day.
Is it? Okay, good.
I think.
How about tomorrow?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Kara.
I don't have to think about that.
Can you please kick Carson out of the studio?
Sure. Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Kara.
Good luck, you too. Thanks.
We've already given away one $100 bill today. You could be next. Five.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you the money. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Jurassic World Rebirth is tracking to have a $125 million July 4th weekend. The original Jurassic Park was directed by one of the most famous directors of all time. Can you name him?
Steven Spielberg, hopefully.
Question number two. Rivers Cuomo turns 55 today. He's the lead singer of which band that has songs like Buddy Holly, Beverly Hills, and Island in the Sun?
I don't know that one.
All right, question number three. Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, and Mel Brooks will return for Spaceballs 2, which I'm very excited about, which might be called The Schwartz Awakens. It's coming out in 2027. Can you name the Rick Moranis movie where this happens?
I am Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer, Vulcan Sildrawer, Lord of the Sebulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Hey, he pulls the wagon. I make the deals. You want to ride?
Wait for the sign, and all prisoners will be released.
What movie is that from?
Is that Ghostbusters?
I don't know. Is it? I asked you first.
Let's go with that.
All right, question number four. 8 years ago today in 2017, Beyonce gave birth to her twins, Sir and Rumi Carter. What is Beyonce's fan base called?
Oh, the Beehive.
And question number five. Fun fact, there were only 25 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo. What was the name of the van that Scooby and his friends drove around in?
The Mystery Machine.
All right. Let's get Carson back in the studio, please.
Carson.
That's adorable.
Passion.
So, Kara, I heard you already hit the gym this morning.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I did a spin class.
Okay. That's why your brain's firing on all cylinders, because you got 4 out of 5 correct.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice job.
Carson, who has not gone to the gym yet this morning.
Or in the past, since the pandemic. The last time I worked out. No, I've been like once or twice.
No, I'm Planet Fitness's favorite member. I pay every month and never go.
You miss out on Free Pizza Wednesday?
I sure do. They're just siphoning $10 a month.
Do they still do that? They used to do that in my life.
I couldn't
plan.
Tell you. I don't go.
Oh.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Question number one. Jurassic World Rebirth is tracking to have $125 million July 4th opening weekend.
Wow.
The original Jurassic Park was directed by one of the most famous directors of all time. Who dat?
Steven Spielberg.
1-1. Rivers Cuomo turns 55 today. He's the lead singer of which group with songs like Buddy Holly, Beverly Hills, and Island in the Sun?
It also describes my voice this morning, Weezer.
2-1.
Oh.
Rick Moranis, Bill Pullman, and Mel Brooks will return for Spaceballs 2, which might be called The Schwartz Awakens. It's coming out in 2027.
May the Schwartz be with you, Dan.
And also with you. Name the Rick Moranis movie where this happens.
I am Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer, Vulcan Sildrawer, Lord of the Sebulia. Are you the gatekeeper?
Hey, he pulls the wagon. I make the deals. You want to ride?
Wait for the sign, and all prisoners will be released.
That is Ghostbusters, Dan.
That is. I am just so excited to see Rick Moranis in a movie again. I love that guy.
Yeah, I think he's really funny.
Come back as Darth Helmet. 3-2, question number four. 8 years ago today in 2017, Beyonce gave birth to her twins, Sir and Rumi Carter.
Mm-hmm.
What is Beyonce's fan base called?
The beehive, bayhive.
There we go.
Took me a second. Sorry.
4-3. Question number five. Fun fact.
Somebody going to throw a flag because I stuttered for a moment?
Win gracefully.
Hater's going to say I cheated.
Fun fact. There were only 25 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're still going on.
They do.
What was the name of the van Scooby and his friends drove around in solving mysteries?
Bro, that is the Mystery Machine.
It sure is.
Come on now, I had one of those.
You had a big, like, Astro van?
No, like a little Matchbox car that was the Mystery Machine.
Oh, okay.
Like that's the little, you know, Mattel Matchbox car. Whatever.
Oh, that's a little different, but yeah. I'll take it. 5-4, congratulations, you get the win.
That was good, Kara. You did really good. Those are hard questions.
And you've already gone to spin class today, so be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the vending machine after this. Is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm Kara from Whitman, and I can't conquer Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.